This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the earth, there are miraculous signs, there are powerful signs, indications for those that are looking to be settled in conviction, people that want to be completely convinced. We know that the word for our faith is iman, but another, the word for certainty, you have absolute certainty, you're settled in it. That's why the word yaqeen is used. Yaqeen is used for absolute certainty. And that's why a phrase like aynul yaqeen in the Quran is because when you see something with your own eyes, then you have absolute certainty that it's real. And haqqul yaqeen could even be thought of as you've experienced something, so you know how real it is. So if somebody's seen a fire, they know it to be real, that's aynul yaqeen. Somebody's actually felt the intensity of its heat, that's kind of like a haqqul yaqeen also. They've experienced it, right? They know it to be true by the reality of it. But so the word yaqeen also, interestingly, the word yaqeen in the Quran is used for death. Because death, no atheist, no believer, no Hindu, no Jew, no, everybody believes in death. Nobody says, you people, you believe we're going to die. No, everybody knows we're going to die. There's certainty about that. There's no way around it. So things that are absolutely certain get associated with the word yaqeen. And so here Allah says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. In the earth, there are enough signs for people that want to get absolute certain conviction. In fact, the verb from it, يَقِينَ or يَقُنَ الْمَا سَكَنَ وَظَهَرَ مَا تَحْتَهُ. Like when water settles and you can see through it. Because you know when water is disturbed, you can't see the rocks underneath. But water completely calms down, you can see underneath it. When the water is completely still, then it has yaqeen. And the imagery is that of someone being settled in their thoughts and firm and not moving. So they have, you know, this tamakkun, this like they're not disturbed and nothing shakes their faith. Now, the reason this ayah is so, or ayat like these are so important and so underestimated is because we think, oh, when you listen to the ayat of the Quran or you listen to the reminder, you listen to the khutbah, you appreciate the miracles of revelation, you will get yaqeen. You will get conviction, you know? But Allah talks about another kind of conviction, not just the conviction that comes from listening to His words. In fact, believing in the revelation is the second set of ayat. That's level two. There's a level one. And the level one, every human being has access to. Allah is actually making the claim that if you pondered the earth itself, if you just thought about what you see outside, if you just immersed yourself in truly thinking about what's happening on the earth, for the ancient Arab, as they're traveling, they see ruins of nations. What should they be thinking about? Should I take a selfie here? That looks pretty cool. Or should they be looking at it and saying, they look like they were pretty powerful. What happened to them? How did that nation turn into this? They should have been dominating the entire region. We still can't build the kind of buildings they built. Their ruins look better than our mansions. Where did they go? What happened? Wouldn't that be a question that gets raised? It's not just, and we've been talking enough about nature and pondering on nature and how nature works and all of that's there too, but even the signs of history on the earth. And as you travel and you see humanity and you see their behaviors and you see how the world works and you're like, you know, where did all this come from? Where's all this headed? A person who really ponders this, Allah is saying there's enough material here to lead you to yaqeen. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. It's like we assume وَفِي الْقُرْآنِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. Right? And so we just assume in Revelation there are ayat that will make us have strong iman. And you know, this destroys the argument, brother, I'm having weak iman, what should I do? You live on this planet. This planet itself, the whole thing, is ayat for people that want to have strong conviction. So maybe, how about opening your eyes? The right kind of eyes. You know, Allah says, لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, but they don't see with them. لَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears, they don't listen with them. So, and why is that? Because there's this eye that can see the tree, that can see the leaves moving, so they can sense that there's a breeze outside. Those eyes can see that. But then Allah says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, they can't think through them. Why? Because when you think through the heart, you're like, that came from somewhere. That's dariyati darwa. That's when you see the world through your heart. That changes things. That brings you a kind of yaqeen you couldn't have had otherwise. Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on BayyinahTV.com under the Deeper Look section.